This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, October 13th. ETFs are becoming more popular with institutions around the world. That's a conclusion of the latest study from ETFGI. The research firm's managing partner, Deborah Furr, says that 4,147 institutions in 57 countries reported using one or more exchange-traded products. That's up from just 154 in 1997.
The typical thing is people will start by trying one to see whether it works. And so they'll figure out, can they trade it? Is there any issue settling, using it in their portfolios? Once it works, what you tend to find is they will use more ETFs, they will invest in larger sizes, and they will hold them typically for longer time horizons.
According to Furr, some hedge funds use as many as 1,000 ETFs.
Of the 4,147 institutions, 8% own more than 100 ETFs. The majority hold more than 20, which is still a lot of different products. And so what you do tend to find is they will be using them in many different ways. And the users are hedge funds. Some of them own more than 1,000.
Furr says ETFs can be useful to access markets and asset classes that might otherwise be difficult. She adds they also appeal to a wide variety of investors.
So ETFs are quite unique in that you'll find sovereign wealth funds, asset managers, insurance companies, mutual funds using them. But it's also pretty special that individuals like us can hold them, and financial advisors. So it's a very democratic product that the same toolbox of products at the same annual cost is offered to all of us with a very small minimum investment size.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.